At the end of Hey Amid Beis, the Gemara has the idea of Shiurim Chatzitzin Umachitzin Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that all of the sizes of things in the Torah are a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And the Gemara challenges this by trying to darshan the pasuk of Eretz Chita Usor of a Geffen of Saint of Rima, etc. So what do we learn out from Chita? That basically, when it comes to Kedei Achilas Pras, this really goes over to Vav Amid Aleph, but when it comes to Kedei Achilas Pras, we say that's talking about Pas Chitin velo Pas Saorin, which is a slightly easier bread to eat, and then it says Mesei V'Ochel Beliftan, that a person is sitting and eating it together with Liftan means hummus and things that you would eat together with bread, things that go together. So this is the idea of the shiur of Kedei Achilas Pras. There it's specifically talking about a person who goes into a house that has tsaras, at what point are his clothing tame. So that's not really related to what I wanted to speak about, but that's the context over there. But in general, we have this concept of when you're eating a kezias, you have to eat it within Kedei Achilas Pras. It's very relevant for Bracha Achrona. It's very relevant for the Leil HaSeder when someone is eating matzah and maror, trying to be yotze within the right time frame. So just in terms of this idea of trying to eat matzah in the correct amount of time, you find people, they're really trying to hold a very big size of a shir kezias, and they hold a very short amount of time for Kedei Achilas Pras. So this is really not a correct practice. Generally speaking, it's almost impossible to miss the shir of Kedei Achilas Pras if you're eating normally. First of all, it's just important to keep in mind that Chazal wanted people, they weren't looking for Malachi Asharis, they were looking for people who do things in a normal fashion, and therefore it's impossible that the shear that they were koveya for a person to be yotzei the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah was one that required him to stuff a lot of matzah down his throat very, very quickly. That's not the derech achila. Rather, it's clear, just misvara, that they wanted the person to be able to eat matzah the way a person eats something normally, in an enjoyable fashion, right? There are mitzvahs that you want to be mahader to eat the matzah l'teyavon, that it should taste good. You shouldn't have eaten matzah on Erev Pesach. You should be hungry. You shouldn't have eaten much during the day, and then to go ahead and then stuff it in your mouth very quickly without it barely chewing it, etc. So we do say bola matzah yotze. If you swallow the matzah, you yotze. But it doesn't mean that that's the ideal fashion with which to do it. Nevertheless, the Gemara outlines this idea of Kedei Achilas Pras in a casual fashion. So just in terms of doing the math to figure out how much is a pras versus how much versus how many kezesim in a pras and how much time you would have, it basically comes out that it's impossible to miss the shear if you're eating in any semblance of normalcy. Because there's basically two shitos as to how many eggs are in a pras. It's either three beitzim or four beitzim. So if you want to be machmir, you could say it's a shorter time. It's the time that it takes to eat three beitzim rather than four beitzim. Now, how many kezesim are in one kebetza? So that's further a machlokas rishonim. So it's either that a kezias is half of a kebetza, so there are two kezesim in one kebetza, or it's a third of a kebetza. So there's three kezesim in one betza. So what you have is, if you hold the smallest kezias, meaning you hold that there are three kezesim in one kebetza, and then you hold the shortest shear for Kedei Achilas Pras, which means that it's only the time that it takes to eat three eggs, not four eggs. So under those circumstances, you only have to eat one kezias in the amount of time that it takes a normal person to eat six kezesim. Because there are three kezesim in one beitza, and we're being it's more than six kezesim, nine kezesim. Because we're holding that there are three kezesim in one beitza, and we're holding that there are three beitzim in a pras. So you have the amount of time it takes to eat three beitzim to eat one third of a kebetza. So you have to eat it nine times too slow in order to not be yotze eating in the right amount of time. That's just one example, but you can plug in the variables. The most machmir you'll ever get is you have to eat one kezias in the time that it would take to eat six kezesim, and the most makel you'll ever get is you have to eat one kezias in the amount of time it takes to eat 12 kezesim. Either way, you'll always come in on time so long as you don't have any major hafsakos and you're careful to continue eating throughout the zman.